I wasn't moving.
I have mine in the car. I was thinking you made it out.
Well, that's all right.
Something moving, maybe some kind of, I don't know, some kind of insects act inside or something.
How's everyone today? He did very well, except for a couple of people. You all admitted like that crazy. Here's from the women's side. Yeah. Turn around and look at Kim, for example. Look at Kim right now. Can you see her? She is as white as a sheet of paper. Isn't she? See, you don't even need to go to see a plastic surgeon. And lacking the skin tone. Look at the kind of savings we've been giving you, we've been getting from the Pure Land practice. Isn't it right, like for Asians, they prefer women to have lighter skins? Like my aunt, she would go outside and would take an umbrella with her so that she didn't get too tan. Anyway, that's a pretty good response, actually. Last year, I had to go to San Jose to see that kind of thing because a couple of women went with me, a few people went with me in the very last session. I told some of you this. We did what we did this morning, and they also admitted life. So, but now it seems like you've been doing well. Terms of concentrating on sound. I've seen that a lot of you are getting responses. Except for a couple who are still not sure what are you doing. So understandable. Don't think about it, just do it. Concentrate on the sound, making that sound, okay? I can tell you this. It's more consistent with what Dermo Shenhua was taught them actually originally. Now the way they do it, the RPA, I don't think it's not optimal. Originally, when they first opened the city 10,000 Buddhas, I understood that they had no microphone, no speakers, no amplifier, no nothing. They would have Buddha recitations, and then the Wayno didn't have any microphone, so he was screaming out of his lungs, and everyone is screaming. Lúc mà vào thành nó mở ra, người ta có bảy,
cũng có cái cô bạn lơ nó dễ lắm, nó họ về bé hai bé quay luôn tụng được ngày là khang cổ mà tụng nó tụng hồi đó ngày nó truyền theo cái kiểu quá lâu như mình từ như vậy cái phương ra nó giống là tại ai phải phát âm thanh.
So even though back then he was really transmitting the one yin, the word of the pyramid, but the practice is exactly the same. Okay? You make the sound, you have to listen to your own sound. That's number one. That's why all of you, all the women side, except for a couple of you are still have some problems. Yes, I know what the problems are, but I'm not telling you yet. You concentrate the sound and make sure you listen, you can hear yourself, your own sound. That's very important. Okay? That's why, you know, I spend money to buy the best kind of wish available, because that sound has me very distinct, very, very precise. Bởi vì mình bỏ tiền, bỏ công phu ra, mình có bỏ, mình mua cái bỏ tốt như cái này, âm thanh phải rõ ràng hết. The sound has to be very, very clear in your head, okay? And so that's what when we're walking, we're doing just fine. You're doing very well. Anyone online?
I just turned around.
Okay. And when you sit down, the one thing you have to pay attention to is as soon as you cross your legs, do not move. Quan trọng khi mình ngồi xuống á, mình đi cái vị đi là được đó, công phu đi được khá rồi. As far as circumambulation, you do very well, by the way. We go to funeral home, we go to help someone die who's recently died. If we can circumambulate like the way we do, we can help a lot of people. Okay. Now, when you sit down though, as soon as you cross your legs, you tidy up your sash, your robe, your clothes, okay? Soon you're done with that, stop moving. Little things like this, you have to pay attention. Do not move. Not your hands, not your arm, nothing. Do not move. Even if the earthquakes, do not move. Is it clear? Okay. Any questions?
Yes. Sometimes you just feel like shivering or pain and kind of get shocked.
You do not move. Letting you move naturally is not because you strike up the thought of moving and then you move. Those thoughts that you say, like scratching out your nose or witching. Wiggling a little bit because it's not comfortable, or you have some clothes behind, underneath your legs, and therefore then you get hurt, you do not move. Đấy, quan trọng là cái lúc mà cái động tâm mà đòi đúng này là không được đúng này. Okay, so what happens is your mind is striking up these thoughts, but your body is not listening to. Tâm động như là tâm động. That's the first stage. Okay. I've noticed quite a few of you are still moving around, so that's not a good thing.
I'm kind of embarrassed, that's why we've been practicing here so that people don't know we're still working on it. Because with your kung fu level, and you move like that, oh well, your feminists won't take this seriously.
Quý vị có những người cũng đụng đại chính thương, tôi có những người bỏ thời gian, mình để từ từ, hiến đá, mình để như con. Nếu thực thật mà họ biết là công phu trình độ quý vị như vậy rồi mà cứ ngồi không nhúc nhích nhích hoài nhích hoài cho ta cười chết, nói mấy tụi đại thường nó liền nó không biết mình công. The externalists might say that we Mahayana people don't know how to do kung fu. So, okay.
How about if the muscle get kind of contracted and make some cracking sound? Is that cool?
You do not move.
you do not voluntarily move. Eventually you find out you will shake. Okay?
It's like
it shakes.
Not only shakes.
When I had that problem years ago, I asked a lot of ELBA monks and nuns. I said, yeah, monks, I couldn't talk to a nun then. I'm shaking. And my brother has the same problem. No one in the universe would answer. Okay? I'm telling you, even a shake.
Isn't that caused by your blood trying to go through, your cheese trying to go through, isn't it? When you start shaking.
Sometimes. Not always. The Chinese. Người nói là tại vì có phải là khí nó bị nghè không, nó tú hoài và nó phồng hoài, nó bị gì 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 được, thì lâu lâu nó bị như vậy thôi. Thì thiệt hại dịch không phải cái khí không. It's not only the chi alone, but they also has the Chinese has a, it's called the waking of ignorance. Sometimes thì lúc mình tạo ra ngoài cái động, cái động của cái vô. When you get there, you know. But I'm saying there's a lot of things going to happen. So naturally, you will occasionally shake and that kind of thing. That's normal. Nothing to worry about. It's not like you're possessed by a ghost or anything. No, no, no.
And it's not a fear shake, right?
No, it's not. You're not fear shake. It's a natural breaking. It's very natural.
What about fear
shake? And you, huh?
Fear shake.
Fear shaking is something else, rather than blessing. Yes. But you feel nothing. No, it's not like because your body is waking and then your mind is fearful. No, it's not like that. Your mind is clear, but the body wakes. Right? Okay.
It's like a palsy kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's cool.
Yeah. You mean you can bounce? It's nothing to worry about. All these things you have experienced, and it's going to happen more frequently. It's going to happen sooner if we have a longer session. That's why we're working on doing the one day and then more than one day. Okay. We're still working at it. For example, right now, I'm happy with the small fish. She got it. She understands now. Even though she does not understand the principles behind it, but she understands how to do it. She knows how to do it. Now, bây giờ mình cứ kiên nhẫn mình nâng dần ha, nâng dần mình được không? Hình như cô đã bỏ mỏ được rồi đó. Okay. 98% được rồi, còn 2% được. Giờ quá giỏi rồi. Sau đời bỏ mỏ bây giờ cũng là điều bỏ mỏ. So we're gonna have. I'm hoping that we can do a one day Buddha recitation. Okay. Yeah. With this, if we get the audio working, the mixers and the microphone working, then we probably can do a one day session. We do one day sessions, then you're gonna probably get more out of it. Okay?
More aching.
The more aching. Mình có thể bắt đầu nghĩ chuyện là mình nghĩ chuyện là cái âm thanh mình lo được thì mình có thể nghĩ chuyện được là mình làm một ngày, một khóa tu một ngày. Okay. Every now and then. So I'm thinking maybe in June we can do one day. Okay, one day on one Sunday or something like that.
What do you mean by doing one day?
Like we start at 8 o'clock, we end up and we end at around 5. that's a short day. Usually you come in at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's a short day, Master. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a short day.
But sit, walk.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, sit, walk. No, just sit.
Yeah,
sit
just sit.
We're getting walking.
Master, make sure it's when Hamdan here is it's her Sunday.
Yeah, we can pick a Sunday or something. So I'm thinking sometimes in June. Okay.
Not early because I don't know if I'll be there.
So you guys have talked about it, but by June I think we should be able to have it down pat so that we can at least have a good goal at it. So next week, the missionary is going to hit the big old church. She can do it. We need to put her in the ranks because I don't want to draw attention too much to all of it. So we're doing just fine. The unfortunate thing is that we don't get any new people here in this area, which is too bad. The reason we're here is because we want to transmit the medicine master of Dharma. The young day will not even move day to identify usually the other life now. So in this assembly, the two Vietnamese people here. So it justifies us being here because it has been transmitted to Vietnamese. Thì cái mình có hai người Việt Nam mà well, the other two Vietnamese don't care anyway. They understand English. But I'm talking about the two new Vietnamese who are here to learn. So that's why it gives me a chance to explain in Vietnamese. Okay, because not all the Vietnamese can understand English, especially the older Vietnamese women. Thì có hai người Việt Nam mới thì tới đây thành cái duyên để mà tôi giảng kinh đó pháp truyền pháp bằng tiếng Việt. But unfortunately, no one knows about us here. I mean, this is way too isolated. Okay. So eventually we have two options. Đều không ai biết mình lên. So we have two options. And I'm not complaining, I'm just saying we need time to work out our kinks, okay? Work out our kinks, our system, because it's embarrassing. You know, other people know about my claim to the state, and they come in here and see you are so weakling and scratching your nose, it's embarrassing, you know? Anyway, so we're working out the kinks in our system. But eventually, we need either to move to a different location, so that we have a different temple maybe, because then we can help the temple people. See, my purpose is not only to transmit the Vietnamese, also make tighter conditions with the temple people. Here they completely isolate us.
Do they have any services here at all?
Not much.
Because I was thinking if we posted a notice that they did have
they wouldn't allow us to do that.
They won't allow us. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Mexico đang cho phép đừng mọi người để tự Phật tử mình à. Thành ra mình không ai biết mình ở đây hết. Thành mình tên mình về đây. Một hoặc là mình phải dọn đi chùa khác. So the first option is to go to a different temple. Okay? A real temple. That's my purpose. I go to temples because I want to create affinities with the other Buddhists. And either that or we advertise. Meet somehow, tell people about it.
The newspaper and radio station, they would read it off if you need to advertise free.
Really? Which paper? Look, the radio station.
I think it would be
Ukrainian Union is the biggest, the largest circulation paper.
It's free?
It's a community event that is free, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Look into that. We need to inform people, okay?
Because
this place is not bad. Right now, the reason to go nghe hiểu là nếu quảng cáo về Việt á, nên họ chắc họ tới, hoặc là mình đi trường mắt họ mình quảng cáo nghe tôi biết tới. Tại what happened is that this place now, the reason you have a response because now we colonize this place.
Colonize.
Oh yeah. You better believe it. We take over. I don't care. This is why originally when Venerable Xinhua first opened a temple, he would send the monks out first because they need to, the air need to be pacified, colonized. Okay? You guys don't realize how involved it is.
How what, Master?
How very involved this process. Even Flavia haven't taught her how to colonize things yet. But we need to take over things because when you do chant, for the new chant, you need the air to be calm and peaceful. Otherwise, people get concentrated.
It's settled down a lot.
It's really changed your.
Thầy tôi nói là quý vị có cảm ứng tại cứ đè làm việc đó. Mình tới mình truyền pháp mình cái đuổi thủ quay nếu chỉ có bây giờ có độ số này tại vì ai muốn xuống cái chỗ tu hành cái chỗ luyện công là ta cần đi một thành hồi xưa ngài Tiên Hóa ngài trước khi ngài mở cái chùa ra thầy mấy thầy phía trước bình định cái chỗ ra xong rồi mới cô cho sao à mấy thầy đi quân đội thôi còn mấy cô thấy giữ chùa với lại lo cho Phật tử. So what happened is that the men, the monks, will go out and colonize the area, and then they will then bring in the nuns because the nuns are better with the lay people. That's how it works out. Okay, so without the intervention, there's no way for Japan to survive. There's no way for you to take a response. Because they constantly are. It's just too tumultuous. So that's what we should look into that. So I don't mind staying here. Okay, as long as somehow we bring in more people. Okay, one or two people, I don't care. Okay, as long as we get new faces so that at least that's our purpose is for them to be exposed to the Dharma. And let me tell you, frankly, they won't last very long. Okay? Thì do mình muốn là muốn những người tới thì người ta có cái được cái sự thân gặp được cái pháp đó. Còn tôi nói thiệt, không ai tu lâu rồi mỗi mình rồi. Dữ lắm, mình gắt cao. Phước, phước lớn như sẽ tu. Thì cái pháp nó dữ. So to tell you to be honest with you, I don't expect people to last very long with this. Okay? Because it takes a lot of blessings. A lot of blessings. Okay? So it's all gonna be in and out if you are that blessed. Now, on the other hand, we're gonna do the one day thing because that will include a lot more people with different backgrounds. So they can come in for a short duration, for maybe for one sit and one walking and then leave, that kind of thing. Okay, so we accommodate more people on the one day visitation. Okay? Yes?
On the one day then, Master, we would sit and we walk, circumambulate, and then sit and then get up and circumambulate.
Yeah, we do that. We
keep
do
doing
the cycles.
That
yes.
The cycles, okay.
Watch wants to know how many times he's got to go.
How many times?
Two in the morning and two in the afternoon.
As many times as we feel like it.
Oh, his Master wants us to feel like it.
Jack said that he wants to come down that day as
well. Yeah, that'd be good for him. Because those intense days will be worth
their while to come.
Okay. Và mình lúc mình ngồi lại cả ngày thì biết công phu nó luyện công khác. Thế thì when you use the whole day, it's going to get even more out of it. Okay. Just like the white chicks came with me last year. Okay. It's that kind of thing. You need to extend the duration of your practice. Okay. Và nên mình làm dài như vậy thì cảm ứng khác, cái luyện công khác, qua trình độ khác. Như vậy thì nó còn lại hơn tí. Thành cái sức người ta chỉ khi người ta đủ sức cho theo một cái này. Để người ta lượng tới, người ta ham vui, người ta ăn buổi trưa thôi. Mọi người ta nghe, giả nó tí xíu, phát buổi trưa nữa. Trong tờ này rất là được, người ta còn phải ăn đủ hay là. So it's important for you, just, you know, for us to be low-key, do it low-key and do our own things. And even if you come in and join us for a short duration, that's fine too. Okay? That's important because I don't want you, I don't think we have that problem here because I don't want you to think that we are so special that all of the others who can't last as long as we do are you know, we are something special or something. We're not. We're just doing our own things. Okay? Just embracing everyone. Allowing everyone to come and participate and be exposed to it. Okay? Because you don't realize how beneficial it is for you to be able to go, you know, to go and have the opportunity to practice without any disruption. Okay, maybe for half an hour, for an hour. That takes a lot of blessings. Trust me, folks, a lot of blessings.
Is there anywhere else that does what we do for a day like?
Yeah.
Now, like we do.
Sure, sure. The Niyamiya temples.
But they have services though. They're not. Well,
they have a whole day participation once a month.
Yeah, but no one does it for the sake of doing kung fu. Okay, folks. This is why it's very tough to keep up with it with us. Không phải chỗ nào cũng như mình đâu, tại mấy chỗ khác là làm gì khi mà mới nói tuần đó mà khác làm lần rồi, ta liền bỏ lần rồi, còn mình là mỗi tuần. So, cái phước, phải tổ phước như sao? Thì rất là tổ phước. Thành vì bởi vì không ai mà theo nổi. Phước không đủ để mà đợi cái phước nữa hết. Xong đi mà chạy. When your blessings run out, can't last. Okay. So we are really the only group right now who practices it as a kung fu thing. The other place is more or less like they sign the Buddha's name and hope for rebirth because you know it's a good Dharma door. We're not doing that. We say it's rebirth, but it's first work. Let's work on our kung fu. Never mind about rebirth. Okay. So we are unique in that sense, okay? And then you know our kung fu is quite different because I can assure you this: our recitation kung fu is not the same as theirs. Okay? Cho các cái thân là niệm Phật thôi, sư cô biết là niệm Phật, niệm Phật thôi. Ai cũng niệm Phật, người đâu biết, người ta đâu biết cách niệm Phật. Đây là đầu tiên cái chuyện cách niệm Phật nhé. Cái thằng này là thiên hóa nhà đấu chỉ đấu giảm. So the reason I do it slightly differently because each generation has a different dharma that's more appropriate for the disciples. Okay? Cái mỗi đời có pháp đổi khác nhau, ta tùy chuyện căn cơ của mỗi người. So Vinh Bù Sen Hoa, he think when he first came to this country, he had to take care of transmitting the whole spectrum of dharmas. Okay? So he taught China, taught Thule, taught everything. Okay? And he emphasized Chan because Chan is the basis of all the other dharma doors. Khi ngài tiến hóa tới đây, thì ngài truyền năm giáo, thì ngài chú trọng cái thiền, và tại vì cái thiền môn là cái căn bản của mấy cái phương pháp tu khác.
He didn't teach much about feeling, by the way. Okay? Ngài không chỉ là phát tình độ nhiều. He taught secret school. Ngài truyền mật tông. His secret school is something else. All his disciples, his generation and more generation, they all have a very strong secret school.
Okay, cái đời mà cổ ái của tôi là mật tông cũng nhiều.
And so the pure man is neglected. Okay, so it's really not documented. So, but on the other hand, it's not that important because most Asians believe in pure land anyway. Okay, now in our generation,
they are
không điều gì về tình độ nhiều, tại vì cũng chỉ thiệt ra cũng không có quan trọng lắm, tại vì cái người ở đông mình tin tình độ nhiều, theo tình độ nhiều, người ta thiền thì ít hơn, mà không ít hơn, thành cần tìm những cái đó trước. So this generation, I'm elaborating more on the Pure Land Dharma because it has to be elaborated. Thời này tôi bắt đầu giảng nhiều tình độ, tại vì phải cần giảng tình độ. Because I'm not happy with the way that the Pure Land is being practiced. Okay? Tại vì tôi không có đồng ý với các dân chúng đang đường tình độ. Tình độ, it's not good enough for me. And that's why you are the first few that I'm transmitting the Dharma here, and then to show you it works, and then we can include more people. Okay.
Thành tôi truyền phát những cái việc như vậy để mình thấy cái kết quả được từ từ thì các sẽ thấy, các sẽ theo.
Because pure man is not superstition. Tình độ không phải là chuyện mê tín bề bài. That's important. But the way it's done right now is that they ask us to recite the Buddha's name, and then hopefully by the time we die, you'll be reborn. That's superstition in my mind. Okay? It's very open. You open the door to all kinds of interpretations, misinterpretation, and superstition. Okay? Your children, your friends, your little relatives look at you and say, why are you so superstitious? Why do you always shoot for death? You know, and you expect something good happening to you at death time? What if it doesn't? Okay? So, thành cái tình độ gì khác, người tình độ, tu tình độ như kỳ lắm, tại vì hơi như tính, mình cái niệm Phật á, không biết cách niệm Phật, mà xong rồi mình hy vọng là khi mà chết là mình được vãng sanh, một vãng sanh hay không vãng sanh mình cũng biết, cái mê tín dị đoan dễ sợ, so thành ra mình đổi. So for us right now, what we do is reciting Buddha's name is a form of kung fu. Okay? That's never mind about rebirth yet. Yes, it's really for rebirth, absolutely. But before you get rebirth, you better improve your kung fu. Thành mình vô thành người khác, thái độ người khác, tại vì nếu chắc chắn là tôi bản thân á, muốn bản thân, nên là muốn phải trước khi bản thân là mình phải lo việc kung fu đó. Okay, the basis of your rebirth is your kung fu. That will increase your chance of rebirth. Okay. Any questions?
Yes. When you refer to kung fu, is that the same as sincerity?
Sincerity will help you build your kung fu quicker. Câu hỏi là khi tôi nói kung fu là gì? Kung fu có phải là cái tín tâm không? Cái thành tâm không? Tôi nói nếu có thành tâm thì kung fu nó thổi lẻ. Does that answer your question?
Just trying to get the relationship between the two.
Sincerity comes with the fact that you believe in it. Randy, can I be blunt with you? Sincerity means you believe in the Dharma Master. That's all there is to it. Okay? Because that's all you see. That's why sincerity is extremely expensive. tâm là gì? Tâm gì đó, thành tâm là thành tâm là tin ông thầy. Mà nếu có thành tâm, càng thành tâm càng sâu thì cái công phu nó càng lên càng đạt. That's the secret, folks. The secret. The reason that you progress so quickly, you progress, your foundation is broader, is because of your faith. Okay? That's why some of you name it. No, it's your faith. Because you don't see anything else. What do you see? You see a big temple, you see a lot of money, you see a lot of bells and whistles. Nothing. Right? Why are you doing it? You sit there and you wonder, is this superstition? Is this for real? How long is it going to last? Okay, all those rise in your mind. All these promises, all these claims, what are you doing? Kiến tâm mà. Đó là cái chính đó, cái chính của tôi, cái kiến tâm. Lý do mà có được cái sự thành công, có sự tiến bộ cao, cái trình độ cái gì khác nhau, tại vì lòng kiến tâm có gì khác nhau. Your varying levels. The reason your levels vary is not because of how long you've been here. It's because of your faith level. I can tell you where you're going to be right now with your faith level. Tuy nhiên cái việc tôi biết cái việc đó là tại vì lòng tin tâm như vậy chừng rồi thôi. Okay? Any questions? Yes.
When I went up to San Jose, you said it's not your kung fu that matters for pure life.
That's for the yellow flip side of it, yes.
Because you said you can leverage it by having other people help you.
That's right. That's right.
I just want to clarify. So it can be both. Like if you're really good, you could use that, but if you're not.
Right. This I'm referring to the self-help side. Okay. It's important because the self-help side is the basis for the other side. Okay? Nói là biết là nói thì thằng dạy tôi nói là công phu không quan trọng, trình độ nó quan trọng. Nó nói đúng. Nó tại mình dùng sức người ta. Tôi cũng biết. Vì cái đó ngày hôm nay nói là công phu quan trọng thôi. Tại mình nói về cái trình độ có hai phần từ lực với thai lực. Thì cái thai lực nó nhiều trong cái từ lực. Okay. Yes.
You were saying that sincerity is expensive. What it means that is it expensive to bless you?
Oh, extremely expensive. It takes a lot of blessings. Thế sao cái lòng tin nó cần nhiều cần nhiều phước, nó cần lòng tin nó cần nhiều phước không thể được. Okay. Then put it this way. You lay people. Need things, need marks, things with appearances, things you can put your arms around. Cái gì vậy? Phải cần thấy cái gì? Mới không khởi lòng tin được. Okay? Right? You need reinforcement, you need proof. Okay? And that's why most teachers out there would then try to show you, hey, it's look at how great I am. Look at what I can do. Look at all my spiritual powers. Okay. Từ bởi vậy những người thường thường á, người ta đã nói tiếp người ta phải lè cái gì, phải tu tu này, xe tu này, để tự tu này, công phu tu này, tiền bạc tu này, kỹ năng tu, tất cả về tại người thường người ta có phải có một cái gì này. Có cái tướng, cái chất tướng là thấy cái tướng là không tin được. Okay. If you're a teacher and you allow yourself to give rise to the kind of thought that you need to impress the disciples, you as a teacher, your level is too low, as far as I'm concerned.
'Why do I say so? Because this teacher here is still seeing students. He's still seeing dharmas. Okay? He's still seeing the need to convince, to impress. That's what we're taking you call the faith and faith and faith. Là người ta kia là thích là người ta đáng phục lắm, đáng phục lắm. That's good, though. The real teachers, okay, that you cannot tell. Okay. Cái người thầy thì không thể nào cái gì nhận được hết. Okay. And therefore, you are most unimpressed by the real teacher. Rồi cái người mà thầy thiền, người thầy chân thật á, mình thấy mình có thường vậy rồi, không có gì mới đáng phục vậy. You know, I go out there, I see all kinds of monks and nuns with the kung fu lower than you, okay, trying to impress people, this practice cycle, and it's successful because those are lower level, they need to be impressed, okay, they need to be oppressed, if you will. They need to be kept in check. You need to be kept in line. Oh yeah. Because they're not respectful. They look at you and say, hey, what have you got? It's just like the guy last week, he asked me, so you taught me this new way of reciting the Buddha's name. What level are you? That's my dealer again. Okay? Which is rather insulting,
yeah.
Okay? Very impolite. Yeah. But he thinks he's entitled to that. He's thinking he had a little bit of money, therefore, commercial success, therefore, it's okay for me. From his perspective, my time is valuable, you know, I need to have faith, and it's fair for me to ask you that kind of question. But in our world, it's inappropriate, because this is not commercial. If you're here because you're seeking for instruction, you're seeking help. No one's enforcing help on you, right? No one forces you to come here. No one asks you to pay money to come here. Yeah, it's free. It's come and go as you please. Okay? So it's very, very, very misleading, because people walk in there and they have the wrong attitudes. Okay, that's the very first test right there. People walk in here and they have the wrong mental attitude. That's why most of them will not last. Thầy có bao giờ bất mấy chuyện nào, đúng không? Cái thái độ như vậy không biết cung kính, không thể học được gì. Đó là cái test đầu tiên, cái thử thách đầu tiên vào. You see that, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first test you guys don't realize. That's the very first test I throw it all over. What kind of person are you? What kind of teacher are you? Don't stick around, don't waste your time. Then why do you waste? Why do you stick around? Guess where it comes from? Your blessings. Right? Why do I say blessing? Why do I say why how can I justify it in terms of blessings? You heard the Dharma before, folks. This is not the first time. It's not the first time, folks. It takes a lot of blessings to be able to be exposed to the Dharma.
You mean in your previous lifetime, exposed to it, or is it early in your lifetime? Previous lifetime?
Previous lifetime.
Isn't what they always refer to as your roots in past lives?
Yes.
If you have good roots, or you have shallow roots, or you have deep roots. It's really, that's, I never heard, only through you, that you refer to as blessings.
Yeah.
I've always heard it as your roots, how deep the roots are.
Yeah, dull roots and sharp roots and so on. Okay.
Your roots, like the roots. The metaphor is like a tree in the ground.
So another way of looking at it is that gentleman of last week, he didn't have enough faith, so that's why he questioned God.
It's his first time. It's his very first time. Yeah, we do that. You see him? The first time you hear, you react with him. Negatively. Who are you? Are you for me? Okay? Somehow, if this is not the first time, okay, then somehow you may be questioning it intellectually, but underneath, it's like, wait a minute, you see, somehow it rings true. Right? Somehow it jives. That's all you got. That's all you got, that feeling. And that, it makes sense. And I can't put my fingers on that, but it makes sense. That's about it. That's your blessings. Yes, your words. Okay? Mm-hmm. Without that, you reject. Cảm thấy cái phước mình hoặc cái căn mình cái đó. Lần đầu tiên nghe thì ai cũng bác bỏ. Mà lần thứ nhì nghe không phải lần đầu. Bộ nhiên một dầu trí mình nó chọn. Thì cái tâm mình. Cái đúng, cái đúng, cái đúng, cái đúng, cái đúng, cái đó là cái bưng. And this is why it's important for us. My attitude is that, okay, we need to be more inclusive. We allow people to be exposed to it, and then they leave. But you know what? They leave, then they think about it. The roots have been planted. The seeds have been planted. It's going to take time. Okay? They go out there, they check with the other teaching, they check with their own references, the other teachers. Then they have a chance to compare. You know? You need to be exposed to it first. Thế mà giờ nó đi, giờ nó bỏ đi, giờ nó cứ là rồng, cái chủng tử là rồng. Ra rồi thì so sánh. Là sao ông thầy là lạ chứ. You know? Cái chủng tử dính vào rồi, từ từ trong tương lai, nó sẽ đầy. Okay. It takes time. It takes a lot of repetitions. Không dễ đâu. So that's why we need to be embracing. We need to understand where people are. There's not much you can do. Okay, that's why as we extend to the one day session, then we include more people to allow them to plant the seeds. Okay. Bởi vì mình nới rộng ra cho người ta cũng nhiều người có cơ hội. So that's why personally. The Dharma is such that you don't have to advertise. Okay? So you don't need to advertise, okay? On the other hand, because typically in my Shifu's assemblies, they never advertise. Okay? He never had to advertise himself. Usually, advertisement is from the lay people offering to do it because they say, well, I want to allow more people
take advantage of his Dharma, which is doing a lot of good for me. Okay? But Master Shen Huang never said, let's go out and advertise. Okay? Never. So I'm even going on the borderline here. I'm saying there's an option where we need to be flexible because the whole purpose of all this is to create affinities with people. That's all we can do. Give an exposure, that's it. Once, that's all they got. Okay, it's a gift. Okay? Tại vì mình phải có yếm chịu. Thế lý do mình truyền pháp là mình biết đó, là cần phước lớn như sợ nó tu đến đại thừa. Cái pháp đại thừa nó hao nó tội phước. Thì mình có ta cho ta cái cơ hội để người ta trồng một cái chủ tử. It's very clear last week that man who questioned everything, even the other nun was offended, which is amazing to me. You know, Hung Yihan was offended by his questions. Hung Yihan doesn't think much of me, okay? And she was offended. Because she appreciated the fact that I, the first time, I taught you folks how to recite a Buddha's name. Hasn't been done yet, folks. Hasn't been done yet. Chứ cô như thái độ của nó là cô đó là cô không quay được quay được tôi như sợ trước cô quay thì những cái bộ cũ. She used to spin you around like that, those spin things.
Spin the bottle.
Yeah. My mother. She watched me grow up. Okay. À, chứ cô giận á, mấy cái cô nói cha nó hổ như thế. Lần đầu tiên cho cô biết thấy người có người dạy cho mình thật không ai khen thân nhé. So understandably this guy is here now. Okay, and he's shocked. He's the guy is struggling with breath counting, folks. Do think about it. Breath counting for 20 years. No way. You guys with me for 2 years? You're way beyond that realm. Okay, I try to give him, you know, breath count is kind of low level. So, but that's where he's at. You know, he's a good guy. But it's just that very narrow. Very narrow. That's the way it is. Okay? Any questions? So, let's look out, and then Kim, maybe look into that movie and all those things.
But actually, I know. I've used it before.
Oh, you used it before. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that, because...
Maybe you could advertise
for that one day. What day?
The one day that you do
that
week, one day things, and then you have a flyer, or you can write enough caption. I can ask them to run it.
Yeah, do that. I'm more interested in the weekly thing. The one day, our assembly is fine. It's in June. That's fine. We do that for now. Let's do the weekly because I like to see new faces.
I have a flyer. Oh, we can use
it. Yeah. Just use the Sungin part, the address part.
Yeah.
And then, if it costs money, I pay for it. It's not a problem.
No, she
okay.
Said it's not free. She said it's free. It's free. It will appear in the community event section. And
yeah. Let's try that. See what happens. Yeah, because I want to take advantage of people if they need, you know, if I need to pay, I'm willing to pay. It's not a problem. So another thing is that Danny, you and Yu Shuni maybe should make the appointment with the temple. So go ahead, maybe sư bà đi đi sư kia và sau một lớp ngày thứ bảy đó tới ngoài thăm cô. Không được. Không chết rồi. So she has a hard time getting through the other temple. They wouldn't let her through.
What?
And Friday, Saturday is wide open. They have no activities whatsoever.
But
the same thing in the RBA temples. I see the RBA temples are being underutilized as well. That's all right. When I'm not. Okay. So we do with the advertisement and see what happens. Okay.
So we still check out the other temple?
No, she says she can't get through. They won't let her through. As a big shooting, they won't let her through.
Oh.
It's getting to the head. You know, it's the wrong attitude because you know. It should be you know, when you have a temple, it should be more open-minded.
Yeah. How about these big temples down there?
That temple has a lot of homosexuals.
Which one?
Yeah,
the one we're going to.
The one that Walk wants to go to.
Walk signed up first.
Let's go Walk.
Why do we have to go to the next one? Let me do a little while. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The one that's
on the corner of Long Beach Boulevard and Carson Street, I've never seen anybody there.
Which one is that?
It's a DRBA, isn't it?
Yeah, the
pressings
and the long.
Oh, the full show.
Yeah.
We offered to pay them $100 or $200 per session, and they wouldn't even listen. Because the Vietnamese monk there doesn't like me.
Oh, yes.
But I can't blame him. I used to be such a bad dude that you can't blame him. He hasn't outgrown that yet.
What?
Is
he hasn't outgrown it yet?
Yeah.
He never will. They either do or they don't.
Yeah. He's thirsty, yeah. He'll be forever. He left the home life. He became fully ordained at the same time as Hung Lu. Hung Lu had a city of 10,000 Buddha. Maybe a year or two later. He and Hung Chan used to be pretty close. So Hung Chan poisoned him. And but anyway, he doesn't understand.
Is he the only one there?
Yeah.
There's another. There's a younger. Is it Shami? Start living there now.
Really? Vietnamese?
Yeah, Vietnamese. He's maybe about late 18, maybe 18 or 20.
It doesn't matter. What I'm really concerned about is that I don't want you guys to get in trouble. You see, because they can't get to me, but they can get to you.
They would do that?
Oh yeah.
He's told us that before.
Oh yeah. Well, they attacked Janice in the middle of a restaurant.
What? Yeah, Janice.
They attacked her. In San Jose. When we went to San Jose.
The San Jose people attacked her?
Yeah, the San Jose monk. Turned me on. It was funny. I took a glance. Turned me on and said, hey, look at me, how great I am. And then so he tried to attack me. We couldn't do a thing. So Janice happened to be sitting closest to him. So, so he used all his kung fu on her just to check, make sure she's still, his kung fu is still good. At that time, Janice was already in the fourth. I said, oh, let him attack her. I want to see how she takes it.
So
good. Ông đang thiền. Đây, cô đòi là giật tôi. Chưa có trong tiếng Anh. Ngài được, không thấy được gì hết.
tức là
để tới một bên cạnh gần nhất
nhìn nó sẽ quýnh
cái đấy là hôm 18 tiền nhỏ để tự tư và tứ hiền là từ thành tam để quýnh tứ hiền ra sao
cho nó coi
và từ tứ hiền phản ứng ra sao
quýnh gỡ sao.
This is the difference, you know, when your Kung Fu's level is higher, you're afraid of the attack, you recover in no time.
Yeah. This is why that's how we can afford to stay, to be unnoticed, because no one knows. No one can tell. Yes?
Are you going to teach us how to defend ourselves?
You don't need to worry about it.
Because
your Kung Fu is much higher, when your Kung Fu is higher, they can only get to your skin, it's only skin deep. The point there is, you, if your Kung Fu is higher, if they attack you, what you learn, your learning process is not to retaliate. That's what I'm looking for.
Just let it go. But you have to recognize that you're being attacked.
Oh, for real, trust me. It's very unpleasant.
That's my question. How will we know that we get attacked?
Well, she was eating and then she started, you know, the chi was starting going the opposite direction. She was feeling like vomiting.
She was feeling nauseous.
Nauseous, okay. Your chi is, you know, your chi is being flowing in the wrong direction.
And he just
corrupted
it.
Or it hurts. Now, you know, things that you may notice, like it hurts. You know, that kind of thing. You have to be careful, especially when you go near level people, you have to be extremely careful. Yeah, từ nay đến này mấy thầy mấy cô trò mất thì thầy mấy cô là chứ mình thấy là trò thì chỉ muốn muốn trò chỉ muốn muốn thôi.
Yes.
And they were fine.
Oh,
why is that? Why is that?
I don't know.
Because you're the highest level of Kung Fu of all three. They only pick at the highest level. That's all they have the strength for.
And he asked us to go back for lunch, and I looked at Ricky and
back then you had four, right? You had four, and it feels like you had to test you. That's how low they are. You know that? This is a secret now, folks. Do not take it wrong. I'm telling you for your own information. Don't react negatively. It's just a fact of life.
What?
Yeah.
Fact of life? Getting attacked
is a fact
of life.
Oh yeah, you bet. Teach serve you right. If you have the right Kung Fu, you should be unnoticeable. No one can tell where you are.
Well, then how they find you?
Yeah, but how do they find you?
They find you because you don't know how to disguise yourself yet. So in the process, your learning process, I used to be molested and beaten up so often. I go over time and develop the ability to disguise myself. You have to learn the process
too. Nói cái mấy thầy nó mình thấy được mấy thầy cô chuyên môn đi hành hùng người ta, mấy thầy cô làm bài giảng cái ông thanh tự là nó chuyên môn hành hùng người ta, học đi thiền, người ta ăn thiền mới đi hành hùng người ta. Mà hòa thượng nó phải nói với anh mấy hòa thượng chuyên môn đi hành hùng người ta, gặp rất là chuyên môn hành hùng người ta, đó là mình thành tu cái gì cũng bị nhiều quá.
Không sao đâu, mình trốn, mình không biết cách mình trốn. Nên lúc mình bị đánh lâu thì từ mình hiểu cách để mà bị đánh là sao. Mình trốn, nhưng lúc mình đã không thấy mình rồi. Không thấy là một khi mà ta đánh mình, ta không thấy mình bị đánh, không bị đánh, không thấy. Nó không giấu được cái con. Thắng ngày được á. It's about time. Yes, question.
Oh. Do the monks intentionally want to practice?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, why didn't the precept intentionally hurt others?
Huh?
No, not killing.
They justify. They justify. They say,
what you
are so unruly, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Why would she be unruly? I mean, by what means?
No. That's what they do constantly. But then they run to a person strong in the knee and say, wait a minute, you don't impress my knee? How come?
But that's kind of usual, just like at work when you are better than somebody, you know,
I'm sorry, you know, I'm so disappointed with all the level people, okay? But this is a secret I have held my belly for a long, long time. Especially if you have another level person here. Think about it, folks.
Yes.
Think about it. If you guys are not impressed by me, then you know you don't open your checkbook to me. Come on, that's the first natural reaction, right? Is he for real? Is he really a good teacher? Is he up there? That's your first reaction. That's what you want to find out first before you give me money, right? That's a natural reaction. So what do the monks and nuns do? Impress you.
By hurting you?
No, not hurting you, but they need to terrorize you a little bit. Oh, we all learn how to do that.
Getting
yeah,
crazy, all upset here.
It's really easy to get for level people. Level people. I don't know how to do that, but I watched another monk do that.
That's how it works. I learned very quickly.
Tôi người sinh ra không biết mấy chuyện này mà thấy mấy thầy mấy cô làm cũng buồn quá đấy, làm như vậy thì mình có hiệu quả.
Shocking,
man. Nhìn cái phần mèo, mèo got so upset.
Stupid mèo.
I never explained it to them. No. If the guy is too arrogant, let him be beaten up often. Yeah. Often, some day he'll understand. But he still reacts so negatively towards it.
What do you mean?
He blacklists. No. Come on, that's part of the fun. They seem to step on, you cross the line a little bit and see what happens. The life is so much more interesting. Yes. So, I'm going to tell you, this is what monks and nuns do. Okay? They use the Kung Fu to impress the disciples. It's necessary because a lot of them, of the lay people, are unruly. It's understandable. You see that? So, they see the need for that. That's fine. Okay? But the problem is that they get attached to it. They're attached to being respected. They're attached to people becoming, following the rules, being ruling within the assembly. You know, if that man happened, that man who raised the question last week, happened to be in a different assembly, he would have been taught a lesson immediately. That make him cook when the gun that gun will take them. Mấy Phật tử thì thường hơi vượt qua thì vào các việc về văn mà mình hiểu được thế đó, khổ cái văn mà không có hiệu quả thì mấy em cô bắt đầu chấp vào cái văn mà là mình muốn Phật tử phải đàng hoàng với mình.
He's not learning to
work. Yeah, thấy thầy có khẽ cười lên người vậy. Có một tí công phu thêm, tí công phu tự động phải dằn mặt thêm nhiều người hơn. Cả ngày còn kẹt thêm. Thầy nào cũng kẹt, con cũng kẹt.
Bây giờ phải hiểu
sao? Hả? Có tự động của người ta, đúng không? Mình muốn dạy người ta mà, nghe không?
Đâu cần dạy đó. Muốn học cũng dạy, học, học thôi. Đi được hết.
Cái ông, cái ông từ trước nhà họ đó là đường ta học cái thời gian nó dập rồi. Dập ổng là dập ổng, đâu dập, đâu bạc phu phu, đâu hơn ổng thì dập ổng qua thường. Thành ông qua thường, ông qua thầy nào, cô nào giống, đâu qua đụng rồi, thành ông ổn. Cái khổ ông xui, ông gặp tôi thành dập.
Đúng rồi học.
Đúng không? You see what happened last week is that man who dare challenge me. Okay. He would challenge the other monks and nuns, and the other monks and nuns used the kung fu on him, and they had no effect. So he said, hey, you guys,
impressed me. What have you got trying to impress me?
So his misfortune is that I didn't really have to do it. I didn't care. Okay? So he never learned. So he thought, he and I are about the same level, just like the other monks and nuns who couldn't do anything to him. Okay? That's his way of checking out the instruction. He's not that dumb, you see, but unfortunately, he can't touch me. I mean, I don't have to react to him, so he never learned.
Is
that
well,
học được nhỉ? Ông thử tôi nhé. I don't go. Ông thử trước mặt mọi người, nó dữ lắm rồi. Cái lão nó dữ lắm. Nếu xui ông làm đi, anh qua thử, thử nó cũng giống nhau.
Đột cận.
Yes.
Is that the camouflage? Don't we have?
That's right.
That's.
It's no camouflage.
Oh.
I don't care.
Oh,
I really don't care.
Tell them that. They don't care.
Okay? You are the one who could care, who attaches to me, trying to teach you.
So do we have to wait for secret school to find out how to camouflage?
No, that's the paying sessions, honey.
Oh. I know that it teaches the Dharma how to recognize that a cat is coming so that when it comes, we can duck.
No, Lydia, I talk to you much better than that. Lydia, I talk to you much better than that. Much better. You let them attack you.
Oh, yuck.
You ignore
them. You let them attack you. And see the kind of affliction that arises in you.
But then you have to recognize it's an attack first.
Who cares?
No.
Who cares? It's, what can they do to you? Skin deep, they slap you in the face, so what?
Yeah.
You
feel. You said they are.
They're the one who are embarrassed, not you. This is when we are superior. You are superior when you say, go for it. I did it in the Chinese Zen, no one understood it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because the similar kind of question arises. We had asked, how dare you attack me? Teach me some way to react. I said, you react like this. Go for it. Maybe your best shot. Why? Because they have to give your best. That's how you learn. The best shot. That's how you learn. You see it once, twice, three times. You figure it out. That's it. In the future, nothing else they can do to you. Why do you think I allow to see for the Qigong master to hurt me? Because once I recover from that, there's nothing else he can do to me. Skin deep. God, folks, what are you worried about? If you're stronger, there's nothing he can do to you.
Isn't that what you're saying? That allows us to progress too.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we get rid of more of our attachment to the
self. That's right. That's right.
That's like a jump start for
us. That's beauty there. And you. Don't you know? Okay. The beauty there is not only one side is that because you are the fighter, not the lover. Okay. You like to fight. That's understandable. So I'm teaching you the one side of it is that from a fighting perspective, nothing they can do to you. But that lasts. Okay? Trước sau mình sẽ gỡ được. That's number one. So over, eventually you recover. They cannot get to use, okay? You recover first, eventually. And the other side of it more important side of it is that you watch your afflictions. Your affliction is that you do not like to be attacked. Right? You have to look at that and say, big deal. So they attack me. It's a joke. They're so attached to it that they feel like they have to attack me. Who's in trouble? The attacker, not you. They're attached to whatever that forces them to attack you. On the other hand, do not allow yourself to be attached to not being attacked. Who's superior? Who's superior? You tell me. I don't know.
You have to have a bit of cultivation and a little bit of wisdom to open up that door.
On the other hand, the third side of it.
That's not like pulling people. Like
the third side of it, well, the third side of it, there's nothing you can do about it. As long as they're attacked, they will attack them. Whether you like it or not. So what's the big deal? It's their problem, not yours. Why do you take their problem and turn it into yours?
Well, if I hurt you, it would be my problem.
So what?
But why would you want to hurt them?
No, I'm talking about if I hurt, if they kept me and I
so
hurt,
what?
It would be my problem.
If they hurt you, then you find a way. You want to find a way to recover. Once you recover, they can't hurt you anymore. You think that the Qigong guy stopped attacking me? He didn't. Huh? Well, it's just that he can't do anything anymore. The Kung Fu has increased. So I use that to see where my weaknesses are. See, my dear? See how spirited we are? We use them to expose our weakness. That's how we increase. That's how we improve.
So you look at it as like a test.
Absolutely.
Free
like
test.
A fun game. The important thing is not to get afflicted over what happened. That's the lesson. That's what it's about. So, you know, think about it, folks. This is why I'm even more and more low-key nowadays, because I know the more visible we become with the website, the more people know about us, and people come to test us. You guys are going to be tested more often. It happened already. Okay? Tại vì thằng ngày đi tu của tôi, ngày nó biết đến là thằng ngày nó because you know, we work in our Kung Fu theory. That's our reputation. Okay? We are the group that works in our Kung Fu. So they're all curious. Mình cái nhóm mình có thôi. Ai muốn biết mình làm gì? Muốn thử. So what happens? They come and you go out there and you say, "Oh, I practice with Master Yun Hua." Oh, no wonder, and they're gonna test you. Yes.
Who's they?
All of them, especially monks and nuns, especially monks and nuns.
Well, what about personal life, Master? Your family, your friends, your
oh, that's all. But they don't know how to. They don't have any kung fu, so they
no,
can't
bargain. But they still.
They only play in your head.
Yeah.
Nhất là mấy thầy mấy cô sẽ gặp và sẽ được. Everywhere I go, all temples, wherever I go, they all attack me. All of them, including the RDAs, including sacred patriarchs. He attacked me too. Got the time yet?
What?
You still pay the respects. There's a protocol. Okay? If you pay respect to them, it's to show them that you respect the protocol. And if the Kung Fu is lower than you, they know too. You're helping them.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
I was at work and I went to offer lunch and I saw that like, person walking and I ran the other way.
Yes, you know what's up.
They can't tell anyway. They can't tell where you are. So what happens is that they become attached to it, so it's understandable. Okay, so the thing is that don't worry about it. It's part of your learning process. Okay.
Is the master shown what to do?
No. You're looking at this is what you are. They only test you because they can't see you. You understand? I don't test you because I see where you are. I know where you are. Why do we need to test you? If I test you, that means I need to reveal myself. Now I see why I don't test? Yeah. If I test you, then you see how I test you. You never get that from me. Right? First of all, I'm not attached to having to know where you are. Number two, I know where you are.
Okay,
that's true. So why do I need to tell you? What I know is what I know. It's not none of your business.
So you mean the second picture I could have seen where you are?
Well, back then.
Things change.
Master honest.
So that's why Janice think about it. A Zen center, a Chan center, seeing you in the field that need to test you, see how tough you are.
Is that why we were so disturbed the first time we came here?
No, the thing is, it's just slightly different. Because I allow them to be disrespectful towards me, just to see what happens.
It's no reason. You do the respectful, it's okay. What do I care? It's your loss.
Any questions?
Don't get afflicted. It's not a big deal. Let them give them less. That's how you learn. That's how you learn. That's the only way to learn. Trust me.
But aren't we also causing this karma too? Because you always talk about developing Kung Fu and all that. I mean, it's kind of like a martial arts school. Yes. Every martial arts school, they always have somebody challenge them.
Yeah. Why do you think this is?
This is martial art.
This is the highest form of martial arts you can practice. Chan is the highest form. Highest. So why didn't you progress so quickly? Oh, I throw you out there. I bring you to Rosemead Temple because I know she can't touch you anymore. 2 years ago, I brought that Uncle Damien to close me. Okay? Back then, you were second. Uh-huh. Were you impressed with her?
Yeah, I was.
See what I mean? They all try to impress you, right?
Yeah.
Are you impressed anymore?
No.
Children. Babies.
But it was not my conscious mind, though.
You see, that's what the test is. You see, they all try to impress you.
But now I look at you, say, and she does it to you, to Andy, to all of you, to Wumak, to Handan, and Janice, and especially Vietnamese speaking, Handan were affected deeply too. But she can't touch you anymore, can she? No one else she does. No matter what. That's kung fu. What does she want? Amy, now, can I?
You know what? You brought it to my conscious mind right now, but it wasn't it wasn't in front of me. I didn't think about it in that way.
But you were impressed 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
you
I was.
Impressed.
Yeah.
Right? Not anymore. How come?
Her
kung fu has increased, you know that?
I wasn't thinking about it that way. You mean her kung fu?
Oh, yeah.
Not that much, because she has no teacher.
But she wants to improve. You see, all of us, that's what people want to improve, Kung Fu. Why? Because then we can impress more people.
Okay,
so it's understandable. Okay? That's good. You have done. Thanks to go on the Kung Fu. Man, yourself. Yeah, you have done what you did. Okay? And still has to work. See, they have to bring them over because for a reason, they always see that passion.
But that's like us lay people, you know, we attach to physical things, and then left home people, we attach to the invisible things like kung fu.
No. The left home people are attached to visible things too, like money and temples and your adoration. We are very attached to it. Are you kidding me? Why do you think we have big temples?
See, you destroy the myth that I have in my mind, so I don't think I'm going to come here and listen to this stuff anymore. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear reality. I want to hear fairy tales. I want to see the reality.
Nice. Yeah, give me nice, right? Give me ideas.
If I want to hear about the beauty world, I'll just stay outside.
We struggle like hell too, Randy. It's no magic. Folks, why are you superior?
Because we don't know what we have?
No, it's because of your cultivation.
Because we are constantly looking at our faults. Not your faults, my faults.
Right.
I don't care about yours. Trust me, folks. I'm looking at my faults right now, not yours. That's why I teach you. You can't do that yet, can you? But I'm helping you look at your faults. And it's your fault, not someone else's. Not what you have good. What is good about you? This is where to see fulfilled miserably. Understand that, folks? It's not about being nice, it's not being about popular and friendly and this is not a popularity contest. This is self-exposure. Look at how ugly I am. I'm working on this right now. You see Kim? It's Mahayana. It's not about being desirable. It's being about being ugly. Because when I look at my ugliness, I'm working on it. When I look at my beauty, nice things, I'm masking my ugliness, folks. I'm not working at it. That's where Josefa failed miserably, my daughter. See, you girls, especially some of you, have this tendency to just see if I use her for that reason. She's always comes out to be all friendly, popular, so smooth, so likable. Okay? All that is what? A facade. It's all a facade, Jimmy. You can't trust these people. And I attractive people who comes to me and tell me, oh, I'm so ugly, look at my eye, look at my balls. Because they're still working at it. They're not masking anything. No, nó cái gì nó rất là khéo nè, rất khéo không thể được. Đời nó làm gì vừa làm người khác, chứ toàn phô cái đẹp ra không, cái xấu thì giống. So if you see that hides all her ugliness, you know that? She hides. So what happens? They pile up. If you hide your ugliness, you hide your faults, they keep on accumulating faults. See, this is where Mahayana differs so much from the world of the flesh.
You don't have to like me.
Care you like me or dislike me for that matter. I'm working on my faults. And improving. Whereas if I only show you my good side, what am I doing? Status quo at best, if not regression. Right? Because I have outflow back here, I have leakages back here that are still leaking like crazy. I'm hiding it so that no one knows about it. So they keep on leaking like crazy. When I fix my faults, I plug those leaks, what happens? My kung fu increases. Huh? Nó toàn loại xấu của này không? Cái này không giống. Bình thường các em loại cái đẹp ra, giấu cái xấu. You see, that's a big difference. In approach. So not saying, oh, monks and love home people, why are you so just a very regular people? So what? We are not enlightened. We have faults. We're still working on our faults. You see, Randy, all these prejudices you guys have. Okay. I expose them for your sake. Not for my sake. I don't care. Okay? If you think any less of me or any less of people, it's your problem. It doesn't matter what they do. Look at your own faults. Don't look at other people's faults. Wrong direction.
That's right?
And essentially, it's not Joseph's problem. If you guys are disrespectful towards me, that's your problem, not mine. Agree? Not my problem. You feel like you can be disrespectful towards me. That's your prerogative. Would you like it? Let me work on my problems. Right? Any questions? Boy, there goes all the ideals of leading a home life and This is why I don't teach you how to use your kung fu. I teach you to take it. Because when you take it, you learn how to do it. You watch people do it to you and eventually you understand how to do it. But then you are building in the tendency not to do it yourself. You only want to understand. That's all. Right.
Mình đi gì?
Mình coi thường người đó, mình không bị tổn thương.
Mình không coi thường đâu. Ai cũng coi thường chị. Mình nói sự thật thôi. Kinh, kinh, kinh người ta. Tại sao mình đi kinh người ta?
Người ta người ta thôi, con chó nó xuống. Ma chẳng phá nữa. Ma nó giết mình. Cái tính nó như vậy là tại sao mình kinh, mình chấp nhận nữa. Nhưng mình kinh nha, mình chỉ thấy thôi, mình chỉ hiểu thôi. Tôi nói là không hiểu, tôi kinh với thầy một câu, mà tôi chỉ trích với thầy một câu. Tôi chỉ nói là cái này là cái thực tế như vậy. Ai mà chùa là tự nhiên bị mấy thầy một câu vậy. Chúng thật là lúc nhập, đúng không phải học Phật tử lớn, học bả chụp, rồi lọn sang lâu đấy. Tưởng chùa xây cái tiền là dễ, dập biết bao nhiêu người tiền, đường tiền. Tôi nói nha, người ta nói ai mà tin tôi vậy? Là phải nói bậy bạn, là tôi dám nói. Chứ bữa nào mà tôi mà bắt đầu người ta nghĩ với tôi và tôi dám nói cái chuyện này, là đừng trả cái thế không? Nên quý vị phải hiểu như vậy. Thế sai lầm lớn dễ sợ. Cứ giận nhau, đừng nhắc đường nhau. Rồi chúng ta sẽ cô phải cứ lo tu dịu để ra Phật tử này, giận như nào. Tại sao? Đó là để mình có tiền mình thấy cái chùa. Thấy chùa làm gì? Cái để mình làm gì? Thang. Cái đồng tâm trung trước đó. Thầy cho tôi chú để thầy tôi theo thầy tôi giúp đỡ tôi muốn thầy. Để ra làm gì? Cái người khác đây. Dạ. Có gì đâu mà để. Tôi cần cái gì cũng dạy cái gì để tôi đi dẫn người ta nữa. Cái gì dạy lắm. Hiểu không? Mình hơn người ta chỗ mình người ta không thấy nữa. Hơn người ta để người ta thấy đâu phải hơn.
I'm telling you the subtleties of our lifestyle. I said, you know, by all means, do not try to impress Buddhist disciples.
You don't need to.
Okay. I'm not teaching them. I'm not training them so that they can go out there and able to impress more people and so that they can have a bigger temple. It's not my interest. If you're really superior, they can't see you. That's my ultimate test. They cannot see you.
Look, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas come. Can you recognize them? See, I rest my case.
The Buddha tới đó, tôi nhận thấy được không?
Phát là như vậy. That's the true Dharma there, folks. They cannot be seen.
That's why they're so superior. That's why they're Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Okay? Any questions? Okay, let's wrap it up. So I think that to stick to 1 o'clock, okay? Because we have to leave by 3 o'clock. Okay.